Hey everybody, today we will discuss about the Punjabi we Punjabi people speak versus the Punjabi learners speaks. So what is the difference? Actually, there are a lot of differences. We speak totally differently and you guys speak totally differently. It's not about you are a beginner, even the people who are in advanced level, they speak differently. I think the reason we learned Punjabi differently than you guys. Most of you guys learned Punjabi from teachers, from books. We learned Punjabi from the experience, right? So maybe it could be a barrier for you to understand us because we speak differently, right? This fucking dog, man, is keep barking. Actually, I was at the farm, so their farm dogs, they are barking at each other. Anyway, so I was talking about the difference between Punjabi people and the people who learn Punjabi, right? So what kind of difference we have when it comes to Punjabi speaking? So I'm gonna give you a couple of examples of Punjabi sentences, right? For example, like when we greet people, right, or we talk to people, it could be on phone, it could be with friends. So most of you guys, even with friends, you would say like tuhada ki hal hai, right? Tuhada ki hal hai. So when we are talking to friends, we don't say tuhada, we would say tera. Tera ki hal hai. We won't say hai, we say ah. Tera ki hal hai. Or we just say like ki hal hai, right? So we don't say tuhada ki hal hai, right? Or even if there's a person who is not our friend, who is like an elder person, and we wanna give him respect, so instead of tuhada, we will say soda. Soda ki hala, right? So we don't say tuhada ki hal hai, we will say soda ki hala. So that is the main difference, right? And another thing I noticed, you guys are using G word. Like a very overly, right? So G, we use the G word to give a respect to the people. We don't use it with friends. I notice maybe like if we have to say yes, right? We say ha, that's what we say. But most of you guys, you are always saying hanji, hanji, right? Hanji, tuhada ki hala, hanji. All the time hanji, hanji. We don't say that, man. We only use it for if it's elder people. Even the elder people, if we are very familiar with them, if we are friendly, we use ha, we don't use hanji. Or we use hanji with like elder people we don't know, or we use the hanji like who is somebody respectful, like a teacher, stuff like that, right? So we don't use with friends. I notice most of you guys choosing with friends, and that's so weird. It looks like you are not friendly with them. If you are using the G with me, I'm feeling like, yeah, you are giving me respect, I know that, but I'm feeling like you are keeping the distance, right? Because that's not the friendly. If it's a person who is your friend, or even who is like around your age, right? So you don't need to use it. And another example I can give, like for example, if you are going to sleep, you would say probably in Punjabi like main saun ja raha haan. If you are female, you would say main saun ja rahi haan. I saun means sleep. So main saun ja rahi. We don't say that, right? I would just say like main sauna hun, main sauna hun. That's it. If it's female, she would say main sauna hun. It's same for both, right? Main sauna hun. That is it. So if I have to use the complete sentence like you were using in a present continuous tense, like main hun saun ja rahi haan, right? It's so fucking formal. I wouldn't say that. I would say main hun saun jaananga, right? That's what I would say. So mostly you are saying that because in English, like we say I'm going to sleep, right? So you are just translating in Punjabi, like ਮੈਂ ਹੁਣ ਸੌਣ ਜਾ ਰਹੀ ਹਾਂ ਰਾਈਟ ਸੋ ਵੀ ਡੋਂਟ ਯੂਜ਼ ਇਟ ਇਨ ਲਾਈਕ ਅ ਪ੍ਰੈਜੈਂਟ ਕੰਟੀਨਿਊਸ ਟੈਂਸ ਰਾਈਟ ਸੋ ਇਟ ਵੁੱਡ ਹੈਪਨ ਲਾਈਕ ਇਨ ਅ ਫਿਊਚਰ ਸੋ ਯੂ ਵੁੱਡ ਯੂਜ਼ ਦ ਫਿਊਚਰ ਟੈਂਸ ਡੋਂਟ ਯੂਜ਼ ਕੰਟੀਨਿਊਸ ਟੈਂਸ ਰਾਈਟ ਇਨ ਪੰਜਾਬੀ ਵੈਨ ਯੂ ਆਰ ਟਾਕਿੰਗ ਅਬਾਊਟ ਪੰਜਾਬੀ ਸੋ ਯੂ ਜਸਟ ਸੇ ਲੈ ਮੈਂ ਹੁਣ ਸੌਣ ਜਾਊਂਗਾ ਔਰ ਮੈਂ ਹੁਣ ਸੌਣ ਜਾਊਂਗੀ ਯੂ ਕੈਨ ਸੇ ਦੈਟ ਇਨ ਫਿਊਚਰ ਇਫ ਯੂ ਵਾਂਟ If I give another example of present continuous tense, probably you would say, if you are driving a car, whatever, right? So you would, main car chala raha haan. If you are female, you would say, main car chala rahi haan, right? So we will say it differently. I will say, main car chalai jaanaga. Main car chalai jaanaga. If she female, she would say, ਮੈਂ ਕਾਰ ਚਲਾਈ ਜਾਂਦੀ ਹਾਂ ਸੋ ਦ ਡਿਫਰੈਂਸ ਇਜ਼ ਹੀ ਵੁੱਡ ਸੇ ਜਾਂਦੀ ਹਾਂ ਆਈ ਵੁੱਡ ਸੇ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹਾਂ ਆਲ ਰਾਈਟ ਸੋ ਵੀ ਸੇ ਲਾਈਕ ਐਦਾਂ ਨਹੀਂ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਵੈਨ ਵੀ ਯੂਜ ਪ੍ਰੈਜੈਂਟ ਕੰਟੀਨਿਊ ਐਂਡ ਯੂ ਗਾਇਜ਼ ਸੇ ਰਿਹਾ ਹਾਂ ਵੀ ਡੋਂਟ ਯੂਜ ਰਿਹਾ ਹਾਂ ਜਾਂ ਸਮ ਟਾਈਮਸ ਇਨ ਸਮ ਸੈਂਟੈਂਸਿਸ ਵੀ ਯੂਜ ਇਟ ਰਿਹਾਗਾ ਬਟ ਦੇ ਆਰ ਡਿਫਰੈਂਟ ਆਈ ਵੁੱਡ ਐਕਸਪਲੇਨ ਇਟ ਮੇ ਬੀ ਅਨਦਰ ਟਾਈਮ when we use reha right not ha we say reha or if somebody is from the baba region right the baba or maybe from the majha I'm not sure about the majha I think that's the reason so in punjab we have a region so I'm from punjab I'm from malwa region in punjab so malwa is around like 60% of Punjab 50 or 60% right so we say main car chalai jaanaga so in like in Dwaba region they would say like main car chalai jaana wa they would use wa right or I think from the Majha they would say main car chalaun deanga right chalaun deanga so just remember two things when it comes to present continuous tense so here people are using like deha whatever they're doing so we say jaanaga right janniya or whatever so we don't use reha right so in books you would say reha I'm going to give you more examples main kya pi jaanaga all right main kya pi jaanaga maybe the people who is from the Baba region Amritsar he would say main kya peen deanga main kya peen deanga all right so nobody would say like main kya pee raha ha we won't say that another confusing thing when is a first or second person we say hunna not hunna like just jai jaanaga we say jaana right we just jaanaga if jaani hai main kari jaani right even if second person you like tu ki kari jaanaga we still use jaanaga but if it's third person right he or she or they whatever like I would say like oh cha pi janda ga right now I won't use jaana now I would use janda ga janda right ਉਹ ਟੀ ਵੀ ਦੇਖੀ ਜਾਂਦੇ ਆ ਉਹ ਟੀ ਵੀ ਦੇਖੀ ਜਾਂਦੇ ਆ ਆਈ ਐਮ ਸਟਿਲ ਯੂਜ਼ਿੰਗ ਜਾਂਦੇ ਆ ਰਾਈਟ ਔਰ ਉਹ ਟੀ ਵੀ ਦੇਖੀ ਜਾਂਦੀ ਆ ਇਫ ਸ਼ੀ ਇਜ਼ ਫੀਲ ਉਹ ਟੀ ਵੀ ਦੇਖੀ ਜਾਂਦੀ ਆ ਰਾਈਟ ਸੋ ਇਫ ਆਈ ਹੈਵ ਟੂ ਸੇ ਦਿਸ ਸੈਂਟੈਂਸ ਆਈ ਵੁੱਡ ਸੇ ਲਾਈਕ ਮੈਂ ਟੀ ਵੀ ਦੇਖੀ ਜਾਂਦਾਗਾ ਇਫ ਆਈ ਹੈਵ ਟੂ ਆਸਕ ਯੂ ਲਾਈਕ ਆਰ ਯੂ ਵਾਚਿੰਗ ਟੀ ਵੀ ਆਈ ਵੁੱਡ ਸੇ ਤੂੰ ਟੀ ਵੀ ਦੇਖੀ ਜਾਂਦਾਗਾ ਔਰ ਕੀ ਤੂੰ ਟੀ ਵੀ ਦੇਖੀ ਜਾਂਦਾਗਾ ਸੋ ਨੋਟਿਸ I'm using janna for first and second person but the for third person I'm using janda right so keep remember that another thing I notice when you have to talk about the thing you did in past or no longer doing that so you are just using like a past simple tense like if you have to say like I used to drink tea or I used to drink a lot of tea right like 4 years ago you would say most of not I'm not talking about you specifically but some say ਜਦੋਂ ਮੈਂ 4 ਸਾਲਾਂ ਦਾ ਸੀ ਮੈਂ ਬਹੁਤ ਚਾਹ ਪੀਂਦਾ ਸੀ ਰਾਈਟ ਜਦੋਂ ਮੈਂ 4 ਸਾਲਾਂ ਦਾ ਸੀ ਨਾਟ 4 ਸਾਲਾਂ ਦਾ ਸੀ ਆਈ ਐਮ ਸੇਇੰਗ ਰੋਂਗ ਯੂ ਆਰ ਨਾਟ 4 ਈਅਰਸ ਆਈ ਨੋ ਹਾਂ 4 ਸਾਲ ਪਹਿਲਾਂ ਮੈਂ ਬਹੁਤ ਸਾਰੀ ਚਾਹ ਪੀਂਦਾ ਸੀ 4 ਸਾਲ ਪਹਿਲਾਂ ਮੈਂ ਬਹੁਤ ਸਾਰੀ ਚਾਹ ਪੀਂਦਾ ਸੀ ਰਾਈਟ ਇਸ ਮੀਨ 4 ਈਅਰਸ ਅਗੋ ਆਈ ਡਰਿੰਕ ਅ ਲੋਟ ਆਫ ਟੀ ਸੋ we don't say like a pinda si what do we say like a 4 saal pehla main bali cha pinda hunda si bali I'm not saying bahut right I'm saying bali right bali means also too much so much bali cha pinda hunda I'm using hunda si right so if you haven't like listened to my recent episode you can listen it I think I talked about like a hunda si how we can use or you can find this video in my own YouTube channel I'm going to put the YouTube channel link in the description you can find it there all right so now if I have to talk about like routines what I do I also made a video about that you can check it out so mostly you guys are using like if you have to say like I go to the morning walk like every day you will say like main har roz saver di sair karda ha main har roz saver di sair karda ha right you would say karda ha I would say main har roz saver di sair karda hunna ga ਔਰ ਆਈ ਵੁੱਡ ਸੇ ਮੈਂ ਹਰ ਰੋਜ਼ ਤੜਕੇ ਦੀ ਸੈਰ ਕਰਦਾ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਗਾ ਰਾਈਟ ਸੋ ਇਨ ਬੁੱਕਸ ਯੂ ਵੁੱਡ ਓਨਲੀ ਨੋ ਦੈ ਮੋਰਨਿੰਗ ਵੀ ਸਵੇਰ ਐਂਡ ਈਵਨਿੰਗ ਵੀ ਸ਼ਾਮ ਬਟ 90% ਦਾ ਟਾਈਮ ਵੀ ਯੂਜ ਤੜਕਾ ਫੋਰ ਮੋਰਨਿੰਗ ਰਾਈਟ ਐਂਡ ਆਥਣ ਫੋਰ ਈਵਨਿੰਗ 90% ਦਾ ਟਾਈਮ ਆਈ ਵੋਂਟ ਸੇ ਸ਼ਾਮ ਔਰ ਔਰ ਸਵੇਰ ਰਾਈਟ ਆਈ ਵੁੱਡ ਸੇ ਆਥਣ ਔਰ ਤੜਕਾ ਤੜਕਾ ਮੀਨਸ ਮੋਰਨਿੰਗ ਆਥਣ ਮੀਨਸ ਈਵਨਿੰਗ ਓਕੇ ਸੋ ਟੇਕ ਨੋਟਸ ਅਬਾਊਟ ਦੈਟ ਸੋ ਅਨਦਰ ਸੈਂਟੈਂਸ ਇਫ ਯੂ ਵਾਂਟ ਟੂ ਈਟ ਐਪਲ ਫੋਰ ਐਗਜ਼ਾਮਪਲ ਰਾਈਟ ਇਨ ਪੰਜਾਬੀ ਯੂ ਵੁੱਡ ਸੇ ਮੈਂ ਸੇਬ ਖਾਣਾ ਚਾਹੁੰਦਾ ਹਾਂ ਯੂ ਵੁੱਡ ਜੀ ਚਾਹੁੰਦਾ ਹਾਂ ਬਿਕੋਜ਼ ਇਟ ਮੀਨਸ ਵਾਂਟ ਰਾਈਟ ਮੈਂ ਸੇਬ ਖਾਣਾ ਚਾਹੁੰਦਾ ਹਾਂ ਨੋਟ ਓਨਲੀ ਅਬਾਊਟ ਯੂ ਆਈ ਐਮ ਟਾਕਿੰਗ ਅਬਾਊਟ ਦ ਪੀਪਲ ਹੂ ਆਰ ਲਰਨਿੰਗ ਪੰਜਾਬੀ ਰਾਈਟ ਸੋ ਆਈ ਵਾਂਟ ਸੇ ਮੈਂ ਸੇਬ ਖਾਣਾ ਚਾਹੁੰਦਾ ਹਾਂ ਔਰ ਦ ਪੀਪਲ ਦ ਪੰਜਾਬੀ ਪੀਪਲ ਦੇ ਵੁੱਡ ਸੇ ਮੈਂ ਸੇਬ ਖਾਣਾ ਗਾ ਰਾਈਟ ਇਟਸ ਪ੍ਰੀ ਸਿੰਪਲ ਐਂਡ ਸ਼ੋਰਟ ਮੈਂ ਸੇਬ ਖਾਣਾ ਗਾ ਰਾਈਟ ਸੋ ਮੇ ਬੀ ਯੂ ਆਰ If you are confusing with ga because mostly we use ga when we are going to use in future right so it's kind of in future right it's kind of in future because I didn't eat I'm not eating I would eat it right I'll eat it so that we say it very simple when we want to do something right so we don't use like a traditional verb like a want means in Punjabi chauna right chauna or chaunda so we won't use that we would just use like a in future whatever right the simple future I would say like a main save khaunga it's in future it's for sure right I would do that right so here's the difference you can guess I'm talking about in future what I will do or I'm just saying I would like to do it or I want to do it right for example if I'm going to say like I eat the apple I would say main sev khaunga is khaunga but if I just want to say like I want to eat apple I would say main sev khana ga are you noticing the difference khaunga and khananga, right? Khananga, khaunga. Khaunga means in the future I'll do it, and khananga means like I want. So we'll take another example of other fruit, not of any other sentence. For example, all right, so let's take, you wanna say I want to watch TV, right? Probably you will say main TV dekhna chahunda ha, right? Main TV dekhna chahuna ha, right? I would just say main TV dekhna ga, dekhna ga, main TV dekhna ga, right? It's me, I wanna watch TV, main TV dekhna ga. But if I would say like I'll watch TV, it's in the future, right? Then I would say main TV dekhunga, right? Dekhunga. So here's the difference, dekhna ga and dekhunga. If I'm using na, then na, dekhna ga, khana ga, peena ga, whatever, if when at the end of the verb is na, right? So it's mean I want to do it, right? So if it's like and then da, whatever, de da, right? It's mean I'll do it in future. If we take another example, I want to drink tea, right? I would say main cha peeni hai. It's na and then ni, right? It's ni, peeni, main cha peeni hai. All right, if I'll say like I'll drink tea, right? It's mean I'll do it, I'll drink tea in the future, I'll do it in the future, or maybe I'm going to do it. Then I would say main cha piunga, right? It's mean I'll do it, I'll drink it. But if I say main cha peeni hai, right? So here I'm saying like I want to drink tea. Probably you guys who are learning, you would say main cha peeni chahunda haan. That's what you say. So here's the difference when it comes to the native Punjabi people and the people who are learning Punjabi. And another, probably you say apple means seb in Punjabi, right? But most of the time we say sell. Sell. Sell means also apple. If you don't know sell means apple, this is a new vocabulary for you. I think that's good for you. You learned something new today. You can choose both. You can use seb or sell, whatever. But it's good for you to learn new word, because if I use like a sell, so you won't think what the hell is that. Alright? Another example, when it comes to ability, like can you do it, right? For example, if I ask you like can you run 1 mile, right? And if you know you can do it, right? Like I can't run 1 mile, right? Probably in Punjabi you would say main ek meel bhaj nahi sakda, or main ek meel daud nahi sakda, right? Bhaj and daud means the same thing, right? It's same, it's mean running. So you are using sakda because maybe you learn can means sakda in Punjabi, right? So that's what you say, main e nahi kar sakda, I can't do it, I can't do it, right? Because you can't do it. मैं ये नहीं कर सकता, मैं एक मील भज नहीं सकता, आई कैंट रन 1 mile. बट वी पंजाबी नेटिव पीपल, वी वोंट से दैट, वी यूज सकता वेरी रेयरली. आई वुड से मैथों एक मील भजया नहीं जाना, मैथों एक मील भजया नहीं जाना. So you're noticing I'm not using main at the beginning, I'm using maithon. Alright? Maithon. Pajya ni jana. We'll take another example. if you ask me, like, can you jump over the car? Hey, and probably you will ask, like, ki tu car de utton di chhal maar sakda ha? That's what you say. Ki tu car de utton di chhal maar sakda ha? Right? I won't ask like that. I won't use sakda ha. I would ask, ki tu car de utton di chhal maar denga? That's what I'm asking. It's the same thing. I'm asking you, like, can you jump over the car? If you can't, right? If somebody can't, if he's Punjabi learner, he would say, main car de utton di chhal nahi maar sakda. Or if he can do it, he would probably say, main car de utton di chhal maar sakda ha. That's what he would say. But we, if I can do it, I would say, haan, main car de utton di chhal maar dunga. If I can't, I would say, na, main itthon car de utton di chhal nahi bajni. So as you're noticing, I'm not using sakda at all. So that is the difference. Probably I'll explain it in detail in any other day. So if I'm going to explain it now, it's going to be too long. So now I'm just focusing on, so what is the difference when it comes to Punjabi speaking between Punjabi native people versus the people who learn Punjabi? So guys, that's it. I think this is my longest episode on the podcast. So maybe I'll explain these kind of things in detail in any another day. So if you want to learn informal conversation Punjabi like we do, if you want to understand us more easily, because I know it's hard for you guys because you learn Punjabi differently, so you can go on my YouTube channel and subscribe it, because I'm going to start a new series, how to become fluent from nothing, right? So how to become fluent from nothing. If you are completely beginner, you know nothing about Punjabi, maybe you know a few sentences, I think it's a good opportunity for you to learn together. So I'm gonna start from the vocabulary, like we are gonna learn the very basic words from the beginning, then we will learn like some verbs, then we will some pronouns, we will start speaking small sentences. I would explain Punjabi tenses and what is the difference between informal and formal, these kind of things. So you would know what the difference between informal and formal, so you won't confuse when we speak informal. So you can go on my YouTube channel and subscribe it. I'm gonna put the link in the description. Or you can go on the YouTube and you can search on my name, Amarinder Singh, right? And you would find there, I have around like 19 videos there. So maybe if you are watching, if you listen it, maybe after 1 year, maybe 6 months, I would probably have more videos. So make sure you find it through the link. I'm gonna put the link in the description. So I hope you enjoy the lesson. I'll be back with another lesson another day. Thanks for listening.